It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Tuesday, February 10th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The week coming up, Dakota Wesleyan basketball still on the road. They'll be at Waldorf on Wednesday night. The doubleheader starts with the women's game at 5, followed by the men at 6:45. Tiger softball, they're off to a 4-0 start on the season. They'll travel to Aberdeen up next. They'll face Northern State for a doubleheader on Thursday at 1 p.m. And Dakota Wesleyan baseball 2-2 travels to Joplin, Missouri this weekend. They'll take on Clark out of Iowa. That starts Saturday at noon. We do have coverage this week on KORN of South Dakota State women's basketball. The Jackrabbits hosting North Dakota on Thursday night, a 7 p.m. tip-off. Also keep you updated on the SDSU men. They'll be at Denver Thursday night. That's an 8 p.m. Central Time start. USD basketball this week, the men at home taking on North Dakota. That's Wednesday night at 7. USD women, they'll also be at home this week taking on Kansas City Thursday nights at 7 o'clock. One of the last two undefeated teams in men's college basketball lost last night. Number 1 Arizona would lose at number 9 Kansas, 82-78. That leaves Miami of Ohio as the only undefeated team left in men's college basketball. Also, last night, a father-son matchup as number 17th-ranked St. John's defeated Xavier 87-82 in overtime. St. John's, their head coach, Richard Pitino, he defeated his son, Richie Pitino, head coach of Xavier. And number 24th-ranked Louisville put up 118 points last night. They defeat North Carolina State 118-77. Earlier on Monday, Arizona, they remained firmly atop the AP Top 25 college basketball poll for a 9th consecutive week as they claimed all 59 first-place votes. We'll see if that changes. Certainly, somebody else will get some first-place votes next week, but Arizona could remain at number 1 next Monday. Michigan stayed at 2. Houston made the big jump this week. Houston Cougars at number 3. They jumped up 5 spots, while Duke and Iowa State round out the top 5. Top 25 women's poll, Duke, they're up to number 11. They're riding a 15-game winning streak. They took over sole possession of first place last week in the ACC after a 1-point win over then 6th-ranked Louisville. The Connecticut women remain the unanimous number 1, followed by number 2, UCLA. South Carolina is at 3, Texas at 4, and Vanderbilt, their women, are at number 5. Men's college basketball tonight, a big game in the Big Ten. Number 7, Nebraska hosting number 13, Purdue. That's at 6 o'clock on FS1. Number 11, North Carolina travels to Miami to take on the Hurricanes. That's 6 p.m. on ESPN. Also, other top 10 teams in action tonight. Number 8, Illinois hosts Wisconsin. Number 3, Houston will be at Utah. Pittsburgh hosting number 4, Duke at 8 o'clock. While number 5, Iowa State travels to TCU. That's at 8 o'clock tonight on FS1. Spring training starts today for Major League Baseball as pitchers and catchers return to the field just 102 days after the World Series. Some changes in baseball this year. Players getting ready for the automated ball strike system, which will allow teams to challenge balls or strikes with robo-umps. The system was tested in spring training last year, and the teams won just over 50% of their challenges. Also, the World Baseball Classic, that's returning next month. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball, they saw a significant managerial shakeup with 8 new managers in the offseason. But the big story looming, a labor confrontation. As the current collective bargaining agreement nears an expiration date, a management lockout is anticipated. Experts say it's likely at the end of this upcoming baseball season. And that's Look At Your Sports for Tuesday, February 10th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.